We've all had that time where we had to present our ideas to our leader, or maybe give a recap on something that has already happened to a senior set of leaders. We then struggle with this message because we get too caught up in why something happened and we don't put efforts towards achieving results. Or we do give what the situation was and what actions we wanted to take to move forward, but we leave those leaders wondering, why those actions? You see, when our leaders only hear us talking about why this happened, why that didn't happen, or just about, well, this happened and I took these actions, but we don't give any solutions to move forward, or we don't tell them why we took these actions forward, well, they start to think things we don't want them to. Welcome to this edition of the Message Builder My Action Plan email series audio file, Situation, Action, Results. You see, we're continuing our learning around how we can use the rule of three to organize and structure our message to tell that story, to allow our audience to easily follow us, understand us, and remember what we said. You see, with this particular structure, situation, action, results, leaders very much appreciate this organization because it gives a clear idea of what happened and also stays results focused. Now, just because I may be talking about how leaders appreciate this moreover, it doesn't mean you cannot use this with your peers or with other business professionals. It's just within our experience, we see a lot of leaders really love things that are results focused. This template can be effective for reviewing corrective actions, maybe fixing problems, course correcting projects, etc. And their results, because of the balance it spends on defining the problem and costs with the actions, along with results to move forward with. The first half of this model allows the speaker, presenter, or person hosting the meeting to describe the situation of the problem, challenge, or previous situation. The transitional moment, well, this happens when the speaker changes the topic from the issues and the costs to the proposed path forward and the expected results we can see. You see, with the remaining half of that presentation focused on solution, results, and how it will be implemented, this format spends the right amount of time reviewing why or how the solution was selected. And then we can keep moving forward on how we can implement, or really what the benefits are of that implementation. Leaders really appreciate action-oriented communications, but they're not the only ones. Remember, your peers, all of your other audiences, will like this too. So keep in mind, situation, action, result is a great structure when you're thinking about the past or the future. When you look at it from the past, it can be something as, let me tell you what was the situation, what were the actions we took, and these are the results we achieved. If you think about it future-oriented, it could be, here is our current situation, here are the actions we want to take so we can achieve these expected results. When you make sure you add in the results at the end of both of these, not only are you keeping the conversation results focused, but you're also showing behavior and why we went this way. If other human beings can see the why, they're more likely to follow where you're going.